Okay, so speaking with Rick Perkins, you are the Conservative candidate for South Shore St. Margaret's. Good day.
Good day. Nice to hear from you again.
So yeah, the campaign is in full swing here. When we're speaking, we're about 3 weeks left before the election. Wanted to give you this opportunity to meet all of our listeners where they are right now. So maybe we'll just start out. Give us your 30-second door speech.
Well, what I'm hearing most at the doors is a concern on two levels, a concern about what the future direction of the country is going to be and what the options are between the parties about as we come out of COVID and as we deal with a fourth wave or future variant. So there's a lot of concern there. Mm-hmm. Obviously, a lot of concern at the doors around healthcare. And I'm getting a lot of feedback because the fishery is our most important industry in South Shore, with almost 7,000 jobs dependent on it. I'm getting a lot of feedback of their disappointment in the performance of our member of parliament on that critical area for our community.
Maybe I'll give you a second to just perhaps introduce yourself for people who maybe aren't familiar with Rick Perkins.
Sure. My family goes back 270 years to the founding of Lunenburg. They were one of the families that came over in the great, as it was called, foreign Protestant recruitment in the early 1750s to populate Nova Scotia. So we've had eight generations living on the South Shore of our family since then. And we, and myself, I've spent my early years in Ottawa for about 8 years working in a senior political role with a minister in the Mulroney government. So I've worked and sat around cabinet meetings for 8 years back in those days. And I have a deep understanding of how the federal government works. Spent the rest of, since then, a career in the private sector, both working for large corporations and having my own businesses. And ran, of course, in 2019 as the Conservative candidate and offered. And am running, obviously, this time to try and secure some change in the South Shore St. Margaret's representation in the House of Commons.
Okay. Now, when you're on these doorsteps, you already mentioned a few things. You know, people are talking about COVID, healthcare, fisheries, recovery. For you, what stands out as, you know, the number one issue that you need to address should you get to form government? The number one issue, I should clarify, in South Shore St. Margaret's.
Well, what I'm hearing is that they're looking for an MP that is actually representing their views. We've heard Bernadette in the past say part of her job, or a big part of her job, is explaining to people in our community what they're doing in Ottawa. I think what people are looking here for is that the job of the MP is actually to voice the concerns of our MPs to Ottawa, not the other way around. And in that, we're hearing a lot about the fishery and the concern that she has not, over the last year, engaged the commercial fishing groups in any meaningful way, and that all they're asking for and all people in this community are asking for is that anybody that's in the commercial fishery play by the same rules, and they're not seeing that being represented by RMP. The other big issue at the door, of course, very similar to the provincial campaign, it's healthcare, and healthcare at the doors. And so we have probably what is the largest investment in healthcare that's been promised since probably the restoration or creation of our Medicare system in Canada, $60 billion plus investment in healthcare over the next number of years.
Mm-hmm. And again, you've kind of touched on this already. I was going to ask, you know, what does the Conservative Party bring to the table in order to form government? But it sounds like those are the issues you've identified, and that's the way you're going to go forward.
Yeah, and I think the easiest way, Ed, to think about it is generally we take a position of choice. We believe the things that the government does to try and correct these things should give individuals the opportunities to participate in whether it's healthcare, fishery, or economy, but or the vaccine issue, but it's a matter of personal choice. And I'm worried about the increasing infringement on removing the choice that Canadians have, that the Trudeau government and Bernadette have been doing, everything from Bill C-10 to, which is a bill that will see the federal government censoring what you put on Facebook and social media and the internet, right through to, you know, the Prime Minister's threat that if federal government employees don't have a vaccination, there will be consequences. And, you know, we believe that people in charge of their own health decisions, not the federal government. It's a slippery slope when the federal government starts telling people how to manage their own health decisions.
Well, we've definitely exceeded our 5 minutes here. I do want to thank you, Rick. Good luck in the hustings, and I'm sure we'll be speaking before the election.
Thanks, Ed, and I hope all your listeners get a chance to go to rickperkins.ca to see more about the platform.